Welcome to the Townships at 12. I'm Maureen Dillon Teasdale, and I will be with you for the next hour here on The Cube, 88.9 FM, the voice of the townships. On the first part of today's show, I will be talking with Sia Amira. Sia is the coordinator for the Seniors Wellness Program at Townshipers Association, and he will be telling us all about the program and the activities offered. But first, we will hear a song, so let's hear Promise of Sunlight by Jessica Chance. We will hear the interview right after the song, so please stay tuned.
There's a light at the end of the tunnel, guiding me through every dark time. A star up in the heavens, making sure the night doesn't last too long too. So if the end of every tunnel is bright, and the morning comes night after night, can I hold on till the darkness turns bright and I see you?
Dillon Teasdale for The Cube, and today I'm very happy to welcome the Senior Wellness Program Coordinator for Townshipers Association. And the first thing I'm going to ask him is, how do you pronounce your name?
Well, basically you can just simply call me Zia. And you know what does Zia mean in my language?
No, I don't.
Zia means light. Wherever I go, I bring light with me.
That's wonderful. Okay.
Thank you.
Can you tell our listeners a bit about yourself? I think you're fairly new at Townshipers Association.
Thank you. Yes, I'm fairly new, but I'm not that new, because it's been a year that I'm with Townshipers Association. And yeah, so basically the type of project that I manage is it's only for seniors, and it's called the Senior Wellness Programs.
Okay. Now, what activities do Townshipers Association have for people?
It really depends on the type of activities that we provide. First of all, we try to focus on health education, health promotion, and also legal topics. And sometimes, for example, some seniors, they come to us and they ask us about, let's say, if they need some information about certain topics, they come to us, they suggest us that I want more information on this one. Can you do, for example, a session on that one? And I try to find my resources and provide a session to them. So I would say we cover different topics from health promotion, which means physical activity. For example, we do chair yoga, which promotes health promotion. And also, for example, when we do, for example, health education, I can let's say, look for some nutritionist or let's say, look for somebody in health sector who can provide those topic related to what seniors need. And also regarding the legal topics, for example, let's say our seniors, when they need more information about certain topics, I can, let's say, provide someone from department that they can provide those information, let's say about fraud or about abuse or about any other related topics. So yeah, these are the type of programs, activities that we do for our seniors.
Okay, great source for people to go with questions there, Townships Association. Now, what towns are the different activities taking place in and the location of the town, in the town?
Thank you. That's a good question. So we are active in 5 different locations. We are conducting our sessions in Magog, in Barrie, in Richmond, in Sherbrooke, and also in Nilton. And regarding the location is different, the timing is different based on each center. The easiest way that our seniors, they can find out about the type of programs is that either they can just simply look on Google, just simply search Townshippers Association, and you can find a phone number, and then you can contact us to provide you specific information. And or you can, what you can do is you can also look at the website. You can see in the calendar that which activity is in which address and what date, what time. So because if I provide those information right now, maybe it will bring some confusion, because the structure, the timing, the date, the location for each center is different. Maybe if we have time, I will do it at the end.
Okay. Yeah. Do you have a phone number just right away in case somebody doesn't have a computer and maybe they're a senior?
Yeah, definitely. Dear seniors, if you're listening to me, my phone number is 819-933-5745. And extension number is 110. So this is the number that you get in touch with me directly. And then I will be able to provide you information based on which center you're inquiring. For example, I'm going to repeat again the centers that we are actively conducting our sessions. Magog, Sherbrooke, Richmond, Barrie, and also Nilton. These are the 5 centers, 5 different locations that we do our sessions.
Okay. Now, what about people with decreased mobility? Are there any special accommodations or activities for them?
Right. So basically, in terms of accommodations, yes, we do provide a transportation. Let's say when we do, for example, when we do like outings or let's say special events, we do provide transportation for our seniors so that they can come to our sessions. And also, for example, let's say last year we went to museum, we did some outings, and we provided the transportation for our seniors to make it easier for them. And also regarding the programs, yes, for example, let's say we do chair yoga. Mm-hmm. In this type of activity, seniors, they will comfortably do the session properly. Why? Because the type of sessions, activity that we do, we aim not to bring too much pressure on them. So we do the session based on their level, actually. So yeah, this kind of like activities are good for them. And yeah.
Okay. And I have another question. Is there a charge for any of the activities?
Not really. That's a really good question. Dear seniors, there is no charge, entirely free. You can join us. And also during the session, we do provide some tea.
Okay. Too.
Yeah, some snacks, some tea. So yeah, the entire session is free of cost. In exchange, what you will do is you will learn a lot of knowledge, actually, a lot of information. For example, the days when we do health education, let's say you want to know more about nutrition, let's say you want to know more about certain diseases, maybe you or somebody in your family or somebody that you know that are struggling with certain diseases, you can come to our session, you can get those knowledge and then give it to another person. You learn the knowledge and then you can apply it in real life. So that's a really good exchange, I would say.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's a wonderful activity. Mm-hmm. Now, how important is it for seniors' health to stay physically and mentally active?
Well, studies show that being physically and mentally active is really, really good for humans, right? So we are humans, so we were born free. And it's in our nature to interact. It's in our nature to stay active. And that's why another aim for our program is to reduce isolation. We aim to reduce isolation, so this way our seniors, they can stay active physically and mentally. They can come to our sessions, they interact with your friends, they can make new friends, they can talk to each other. This way they can stay mentally active, right? When it comes to physically, the moment they walk, when, for example, they leave their house, they come to our station, that's a walking, right? So mm-hmm. they walk. And then let's say sometimes when we do, like, let's say chair yoga, they can simply sit on chair, but at the same time, they can be active because they're trying to do that what the instructor is giving them instructions. So this way they can stay active physically and mentally. Yep.
Okay, that's wonderful, because a lot of people are isolated. They're living here with family not near, or they right. might be a mm-hmm. widow or a widower.
Yeah, that's why we are trying to promote our activities. So the seniors who are not aware of our programs, they can come and join us.
Okay, so how can somebody find out more information? You mentioned the website, Going to Townshipers Association, and we have the phone number. Okay, what aspect do you enjoy most about this project, working with seniors?
It really makes me happy to see the impact that our programs have on our seniors. I'm not calling them only seniors, I'm calling them our seniors, so that we can feel like a family. And you know, sometimes during Christmas time, sometimes I receive some cards, beautiful text, beautiful messages, and that truly motivates me, mm-hmm. to be honest. That's something I enjoy. When I read the card, I know that, okay, I did something good. At least one person was happy through the programs that we created. But no, it's not one person, it's hundreds of people. Mm-hmm. So yeah, so I'm happy to see the impact that we have on our seniors and the type of programs that we provide to them, the feedback, the impact, that really, really keeps me motivated.
Mm-hmm. That's wonderful. I like the way you say our seniors too.
Yeah.
And it's so important to get some positive feedback. That's worth more than money sometimes.
You know, when you do things from heart, you don't feel that you have to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Like the word have, it means that you're obligated to do it. But when you do it out of love, when you do it from your heart, it's really something that leaves a great impact on everyone. So I truly enjoy what I'm doing. And I believe that the same love that I have for my seniors, I believe that I have received and I'm receiving in exchange. So yeah, that's really important.
That's wonderful. Do you have anything else to add, Zia?
Not really. So if we have time, I would like to mention to our seniors that at the beginning, I mentioned that we have 5 centers. So I will try to provide some information about each session. Dear seniors, if you're living in Nelton area, our sessions are every last Thursdays of every month. So last Thursdays of every month at 9 o'clock at Townshipper's office in Nelton. Dear seniors, if you're living in Magog, it's also last Thursdays of every month, but in St. Paul's United Church at 9:30. And for Richmond and Sherbrooke, we have our sessions every week. The only difference is that for Richmond, we do it every Wednesday at 9:30 at the Richmond Regional High School. And for Sherbrooke, we do it every Friday at 1 o'clock at our office, Sherbrooke office in Lennoxville. And also for the Barrie, we do it also every Wednesday, every Wednesday of every month, last Wednesday of every month, so at 1:30 at the community center. So yeah, the timing are different, the location are different, but dear seniors, if you have any question, I'm going to repeat again my phone number, 819-933-5745, extension number 110. You can dial this number, you can directly talk to me, and then I will be happy to provide information about our upcoming sessions. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much, Azia, the coordinator for the Senior Wellness Program at Township Association. Thanks very much, and all the best on all the projects.
Thanks for having me. Thank you.
Just what it is, God only knows. I got this feeling and I think I'm seeing thunderbolts. I got this feeling that I'm turning into someone new. I got this feeling that the ceiling is for bursting through. I got this feeling and now nothing is frightening. I got this feeling I can summon up lightning. I got this feeling and just what it is, God only knows. But here it goes. Stood on a sea of pain. Let it rain, let it rain, let it rain. I'll be back on my feet again. Cause I am a mountain. I'm really sorry for some things I said along the way. I really love you, I just didn't like myself that day. I got this feeling I can summon up lightning. I got this feeling I was falling, now I'm flying. I got this feeling, just what it is, God only knows. So here it goes.
That's a new one from the band Coldplay, I Am. Here on the Cube 88.9 FM, you're listening to the Townships at 12. And next up, we have some community event announcements for you here on the Townships at 12. Are you a fan of Halloween? Together, let's transform the city of Sherbrooke into a haunted haunt and celebrate Halloween like never before. To register, www.visitezsherbrooke.ca/fr/decouvre/la-ballade-monstrueuse. Nature Canton de l'Est invites you to the public launch of the Ascot Lennox Forest Conservation Project. Coming up on Sunday, October 27th, 10:30 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Amity Baudouin Community Center in the borough of Lennoxville. The Canadian Federation of University Women, Sherbrooke and District will be holding a fundraising concert on Sunday, November 3rd, at the St. Elizabeth Church, located at 3115 Cableton in North Hatley. The concert will start at 2 p.m. and will feature well-known local artists. Tickets are $20. For reservations, please call Janet Watson, 819-820-7628, or Geraldine McGurk, 819-566-0542. Coming up at the Hut, the ANAF, Unit 318, located at 300 St. Francis Street in Sherbrooke, they invite everybody to a roast beef supper coming up on November 9th, 5:30 p.m. Tickets are $25. For reservations, please call Doreen Morissette at 819-821-2967 before November 1st, 2024. ANAF Unit 318, participating in Remembrance Day activities. Saturday, November 9th, service in Scottstown at 11 a.m. Service in Barrie at 2 p.m. Armistice Supper at the ANAF Unit 318. Sunday, November 10th, service in Lenoxville at 11 a.m. Light Luncheon for the community at the unit. Service in North Hatley at 4 p.m. Monday, November 11th, service in Sawyerville at 11 a.m., service in East Clifton, service in Cookshire, and service in Island Brook. There will be a presentation on Wednesday, November 6th, 7 p.m. Blatant Injustice, Injustice Flagrant, Jewish Refugees in Sherbrooke During World War II. This event is sponsored by the Lenoxville Library and will happen at Hope Community Church, 102 Queen Street, in the borough of Lenoxville. Again, that is on Wednesday, November 6th at 7 p.m. And it's the Adopt a Book campaign going on at the Lenoxville Library. Choose a book from the new book displays at the library or from the new book list on their website. Then make a donation in cash or by check or debit card to cover the book's retail price, typically between $20 and $45. They will inscribe your name or the name of a person you wish to honor on a book plate inside the book and issue a tax receipt for your donation. You can also make an annual donation to the library at whatever amount suits your budget. Pay by cash, check, or debit next time you are at the library, or also online donation site Canada Helps. The 1,000 apple pie sale is back for another year. On Saturday, November 9th, the awesome team of volunteers at Grace Village will be preparing 1,000 apple pies for you and your family. The delicious apple pies are ready to bake or freeze, each with baking instruction. Pie prices are the following: $15 a pie or 5 pies for $60. Buy 4 and get 1 free. Pre-order your apple pies online. weblink.donorperfect.com/pies2024. Interested in being a volunteer pie maker? Reach out to Leslie Buchanan at email lesliebuchanan624@gmail.com to be part of this amazing project for Grace Village. There will be a Christmas market, Sunday Christmas market, Sunday, November 24th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Hut, 300 St. Francis Street in Lenoxville, hosted by the Ladies Auxiliary. For more information or to rent a table, please contact Wanda Evans, 819-565-7099. Grace Village Christmas Market happens on Saturday, November 23rd. They are located at 1515 Pleasant View Street in Sherbrooke and in Huntingville. The time is 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. and they hope to see everybody there, so come on out and support the Grace Village. Lots of fall activities coming up at the Colby Curtis Museum out in Stanstead. So coming up, there's a fall tea at the Colby Curtis Museum, a selection of seasonal sweet treats, scones, and savory bites, accompanied by the delicious Colby Curtis blend of tea. Saturday, October 26th, $30 per person. Please book in advance as seat numbers are limited. Visit the website for more information, colbycurtis.ca. Also, Expo Artisan Fair, discover local artisans and goods. That happens on November 3rd, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. It's a Sunday at the Colby Curtis Museum, located at 525 Dufferin Street in Stanstead. And again, the website, colbycurtis.ca. And if you belong to a nonprofit organization, you have an event coming up, we would love to get the word out for free. Just please give me an email describing the event, cjmqnews@gmail.com or cjmqnews@yahoo.ca. I'd like to thank my guest in the first half hour of today's show, Zia Amira, the coordinator for the Seniors Wellness Program at Townshipers Association. We will close the first part of today's show with Mickey Guyton, and the song is called Deserve. We will hear the news with Derek Bullard, and then we will be right back with part two of today's show, The Townships at 12, so please stay tuned.
I guess I'm not used to this. Always thought I had to earn every word and every kiss. But with you, that ain't the way it is. I stood behind my fences, self-sabotage. Hard to love was my defense. You never had a fair shot, but you still give me all you got. You gave me wings and took the weight. Stuck in a dream, now I'm awake. Nothing was real before you, babe. You made a way out of no way. If I learned anything, all that shit don't mean a thing.